My next guest was 11 years old when he picked up a guitar for the first time, and thank goodness he did, because since then we've been treated to his delightful music. He learnt to play by ear, in fact, in church, didn't they all? And he's got a brand new album out, and it's my absolute thrill to welcome back to Cape Talk Chadley Gower. Hello, sir.
Good day, Sarah.
I'm really good. It's always good to have you
I've
in.
I've been in the studio with you last in 2019, and I think we spoke on the phone on a Saturday morning
probably
in 2022.
Look at you with the memory.
Yeah, and today I'm back.
I think you came in before 2019 as well. Because I 2019, I had a baby, and I feel like you were in the other studio when we did late nights. I'm sure. I'm almost convinced. I don't know. I mean, we don't need to debate. It doesn't matter, because it's delightful to have you here now.
Thank you so much.
But listen, you've had a career, a long illustrious, if I may say so, a long illustrious career in an industry that can be quite unforgiving. What has been your secret to success in that regard, please?
I love music.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely...
Through good, bad and ugly, you love it.
Oh, well, definitely.
Right.
I mean, if COVID hasn't taught us anything as musicians and creatives, I mean, then I don't know. But luckily for me, I had a job throughout COVID.
Right.
Yeah, and God has been so good to me, so I can't complain.
Your love of music, as I said, like you began sort of playing at the age of 11, and just tell us that story. I'm always fascinated by how people's love affairs, because when I picture you in my head, it's always with a bass. The fact you don't have an instrument in your hand makes me slightly uncomfortable. I was like, hold on a minute, it's like you're missing a limb. So tell us about when that relationship began.
Musical family, you know, we all have that story.
Yeah.
My mother and her sisters could sing, and then my mother's sister married this guy who could play guitar. They had a son, he could play the drums.
Right.
And I was kind of left out. And there was a spot on the bass for me, but I mean, it worked out so perfectly. I fell in love with the instrument, and I mean, I've been playing ever since.
Sure.
And I love it.
Do you play every day?
I do.
Every day?
I do, every day. Whether it's in the morning or late at night. I don't know. My wife has a problem with me because she says I've got the entire day to myself.
Right.
Why do I want to practice when they come home?
I love that. That's so funny.
Yeah, but I mean, I think most of my work happens at night, so I feel the most creative at night.
Are you a night owl?
Yeah, in that
sense.
Yes.
And when you're playing, when it's not a gig or a performance as such, is it always playing for practice, or is it sometimes just playing because that's what you love to do?
Yeah, I mean, I think one has to stay relevant. So there's sometimes I don't necessarily play to learn a song.
Right.
I just like to jam to a new song that came out.
Yeah.
So that I know what's hip and happening.
Okay. Well,
but there's also learning in that as well.
Like, what would you listen to where you're just kind of like jamming along to something? Give me an example of what flavors does Chadley Gower enjoy?
My favorite music, obviously, is Afro jazz.
Yeah.
But I play in different bands. I play in gospel bands. I play in pop bands. Every Sunday night I do a pop gig.
Do you?
I do.
For who?
It's at the Sun Square Hotel here in Cape Town.
Okay.
You should pop in if you have time.
I will.
And yeah, there we play music for the people to dance.
Okay.
So that music has captured my heart and my mind. So I love seeing people happy and seeing people dance. Last Sunday we had rain. So everyone was forced to sit inside. But I mean, we had people from America, Germany, all over.
Right.
And everyone just enjoyed the music. And that made my heart happy.
Sure.
I mean, I drove all the way from Worcester to come and play for them, drove back, but I was happy.
That's
it's tough
lovely.
Money gone by.
Yeah, that is. And so now when you say it's the love of it that's kept you in the industry, I can understand that. I can understand that. In terms of creating your own music, I mean, it's not everyone who can play that can write music
or can write.
So is that just was that an added bonus? Like, when did you discover, oh, actually, I don't just need to be copying that from that song or covering that. I've got my own vibe that I can bring. That must bring another really beautiful element to
I always like to say I never pictured myself as a solo artist or as a front man in a band. It sort of music when I started composing and I heard melodies in my mind and my heart, I would say, and that actually I started performing my own music, or I tell a friend, look, you listen to this, I wrote this and whatever, and that's where it all started. And then, you know, that bug sort of got me. And then I love playing my music for people, whether it be at church, whether it be at the function, whatever, and it's a great feeling, it's a lovely feeling. And my style of music is obviously mostly instrumental music. And for me, it's always, what do you feel in your heart when you listen to the song? I know what I felt when I got it. I know what I went through when I got it, what inspired the melody. But what does the audience or the listener take from it?
So
that's always an experience.
Talk to me about that. I'm always fascinated by people's creative processes, whether it be musically or art or artistically or the written word. I'm always fascinated by the birth of it. Like, what happens? Do you hear a melody? Do you sit down and go, let me try this? How does it manifest? How does that happen?
It varies. One of my songs, it's called The Festival, and that I literally got in a dream. The whole song, the entire song.
What do you mean?
So I had this dream, or that night, specific night, I was on stage with Yuma Sikela, with Timmy Ludlu, with Richard Boner. That's
right. Yeah, as you do.
It's a dream of mine.
Right.
Unfortunately, but you left us before that could happen. But the song is based on his vibe, his energy on stage. The same with Jimmy Lulu, his melodies. And I love the way Richard Boner is a bass player from Cameroon, how he composes.
Right.
So the song basically is written around Richard Boner's ways of composing, Brayou's vibe, you know, that Afro jazz vibe of Brayou, and obviously Jimmy Lulu's energy. So that song, I mean, I literally took it from the dream. It's the melody that I played in the dream. And it's a song. I couldn't record it on this album though, but definitely on the next album. I've got the recording, like a demo of the song. So that's one process. Sometimes I
start to finish.
Start to finish. I kid you not.
Sorcery.
I kid you not. Yeah. I mean, it's so important to capture whatever, if you get a melody or you get an idea of a song. Sometimes, but I think that thing stayed with me for a while.
Wow.
Before I actually laid it down and took my phone and said, look here, this is the new melody to the song.
You know what? I can relate and I also can't relate. And the part that I can't relate to is if I ever woke up with a song in my head and went, I'd assume I'd heard it somewhere.
Yeah.
Of course. I plagiarised that. That is clearly written by Babyface and that is not yours. And, you know, but I mean, I suppose if you're Chandley Gower, you're pretty confident that it's your own stuff. Let's talk to us about the new album. Putting an album together, I imagine, is a labour of love.
You couldn't have seen it better.
Highs and lows, and
definitely.
Yeah, the album's called
The Love I Know, Labour of Love.
Labour of Love. Where does one begin? You know, I often hear people talking about writing, and I love this as a collection of things. Not everybody writes chronologically and starts with, you know, today SJ woke up and then your last page and you go, the end. I certainly don't write like that. I write in collections of words and then somehow it all comes together. Definitely. Is that how you approach an album?
Of course, definitely. Right. I mean, I think for this album, I most probably had about 20 songs.
Right.
I ended up with 11.
Sure.
So one of the big songs that I wrote for my wife didn't make the album.
How does Mrs. Gower feel about that?
I think she's fine.
She's all right. Yeah.
She's good. I think things didn't work out that way. But obviously, maybe it should be a single. Maybe it should be, you know, something very special.
I
basically, I wrote, I composed, I play the music. It's important to, what I learned out of this process, write and go and play the music to the people.
Okay.
Then you get the feeling of, How it sounds, does people respond to it? Do they love it? Obviously, don't do music for the people, just for the people, but I mean, you need to play music that the people love, of course.
Yeah.
And then obviously there's sourcing the right studio, getting the right engineers to mix and master album. That's another. This album of mine was mixed and mastered back in 2018 already. I re-recorded, and remastered in 2023.
Wow.
So basically that which I have done between 2016 and 2018 was money down the drain.
Sure. It's an expensive business, isn't it? I don't think people understand.
Very,
you know, I'm always sitting in the seat going, when's the next album? And people are looking at me going, do you know how much it costs to do this? But it's fascinating to me that you knew it wasn't what you wanted it to be.
Yes, definitely.
At that point.
Of course.
And to then bring it in. I want to make sure that we've got time to play something. We've got a track. What track is it?
It's Sammy on bass, and it's a tribute to the greatest bass player I personally know in South Africa, Cape Town.
Okay, let's take a listen. Chadley Gower has been our music guest in studio this morning. Always an absolute treat to have him in. The album, please go out and, I was going to say go out and buy it, but does that even happen anymore? Download it, do whatever you need to do. Spotify, The Love I Know. That you just heard Sammy on bass. Also, Chadley's got an event, an intimate gig happening on the 26th of April. Where is it, sir?
It's 101 Bombus Flay Road. It's in Otterey.
In Otterey. Okay. Get yourself down there. Chadley, thank you for coming in. An absolute treat to have you. The Love I Know is the album. Go and do your thing with it, please.